All right, so we'll say good morning.
I'm a few moments late, so I apologize. All right, so we left off. Perfect. We left off in Perek Beis, Halacha Beis. Halacha Beis, right? Mahi Yatshuva. Yes, Mahi Yatshuva. So remember again, I will say yesterday when the Rambam spoke about the two different categories of Tshuva and Tshuva Gimura. So remember again, the Rambam spoke about this idea. So tshuva, tshuva, gimura. Now, the Rambam wants to know, so that's what we'll call situational tshuva. Now, what about the actual process of tshuva, the mechanistic aspect of tshuva? Umahi tshuva. How does one perform tshuva? So the Rambam says, v'hu sheya'azov hachotei cheto. Step number one is that the sinner must stop sinning. Oh, wait, no, we're in Halacha Aleph. We're in Halacha Aleph, right?
No,
we did it. Okay, good. Good. I'm middle of base.
Yeah.
Fine. So let's just start from the game. Maya tshuva. I'm sorry. Who she has of a chotei cheto? The sinner must go ahead and leave his sin, meaning a person has to actively stop sinning. V'yasirenu mamach shafto, and a person has to stop. A person has to stop thinking about sin. I'm also, one thing I want to be mosif on this is, sometimes when a person stops committing in a particular avera, they still think about it. And there's almost like a little bit about it. There's almost like a little bit of a fantasizing about that sin. Remembering the good old days. And the truth is, the good old days are actually not remembered with any type of guilt or anything. It's like, oh, I remember when, like, longingly, okay, I'm not going to do that again. But Lamaisa again, but I still have those memories. What about the way I used to live? And the truth is, right? But okay, no personal confessions here, right? And a person like longingly thinks about those days. The Rambam says again, that is not tshuva, because the only way tshuva really works is if a person realizes the objective wrongness of what it is that they did. And the way that one demonstrates that ultimately, again, is by yasir mimach shavto. A person literally goes ahead and removes those thoughts from his mind. The yigmar belivo, shlo yaseh od, and a person has emotional and spiritual resolve that they're not going to do it again. So we'll say again, so far three steps. Number one, aziva sachet, a person has to stop sinning. There is no tshuva if a person continues to sin. Number two, so we'll call it almost like an intellectual removal. A person has to remove the sin from their consciousness, from their thoughts. A person can't even though a person is thinking about it in past tense, a person still is not supposed to dwell on it. And number three, what we call Kabbalah ala asid, a person has to go ahead and pledge not to repeat this behavior. Shne emar ya'azov rasha darko v'ish avimach shvosav. V'chein. Well, so this is also a very important piece. A person has to feel bad. A person has to have remorse for the past. Shine'emar, ki achari shuvi nichamti, v'achari hodi'isi pakti al yarech. Well, so that's a very important yisod as well. What does it mean a person has to have remorse in the past? This by itself is a fascinating dynamic because, we live with this tension. On one hand, I have to have remorse for what I've done wrong. On the other hand, there's a concept that a person can't perpetually dwell on the things that I've done wrong, because otherwise, again, a person drives themselves crazy. And not only that, a person also loses out the opportunity to build their present if they're constantly mired in regretting their past. But yet a person always has to have that part of the tshuva process. The Rambam is not suggesting over here that a person perpetually has to have remorse for their past, but at least as part of the initial tshuva. Part of tshuva, what does it mean, yisnachim al sha'avar? So the way that some explain this phrase is, what it means you have to have remorse in the past is a person has to realize that, when I was committing all of those negative behaviors, the fallout of sin is not just the fact that I've sinned. The fallout of sin is that at that time that I was sinning, I also had the opportunity to be doing something productive, but yet by occupying myself with sin, I missed out. That's where the remorse really comes in. Because at the end of the day, we all make mistakes. So that I understand. But if I look back and I measure, I gauge all the time that I spent engaged in silliness and stupidity and nothingness, even if it's not major sinful behavior, I realize that I've lost that time. What I could have been, who I could have been, what I could have accomplished had I properly utilized my time. So there's remorse. There's remorse that I did not properly utilize my past. And I both said, this is very powerful. It's the goal over here is not to just make you a morose, depressed person. But the goal over here is that he who realizes how he has misused his past will be ever vigilant to make sure to maximize his future. That's a very important yisod. He goes on, he says, Vayayid alav, Yisrael says, this is amazing. So now after I've gone through this tshuva process, and now here are the steps, again, to put it all together. Number one, aziva sachit, person has to stop sinning. Number two, yasimim achshavto, a person has to stop fantasizing or thinking about sin. Number three, resolve for the future not to do it again. Number four, remorse for that which I have done wrong. And I will say again, and remorse, and we say parentheses also, remorse for that which I have missed out on. So we'll say, if you have all of this together, this is the process of tshuva. V'yo'id alav ta'alumos, yode'a ta'alumos, shelo yoshuv lazeh ha'chit li'olam. Well, this is quite amazing. So if I go through this process, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kiviyachol testifies on my behalf that I will never sin again. I will never sin again. And I will say, how could anyone make any kind of guarantee that you're never going to sin again? So the answer is, this is not a long-term guarantee. This is a present moment guarantee. That all we have to do when it comes to tshuva is, we have to get ourselves to the point where I'm able to say, at this very moment, I know I won't sin again. What's going to happen in 5 minutes from now? I don't know. What's going to happen in 6 months from now? I don't know. But right now, I feel like I've built myself up to the point where if I faced temptation again, I would be able to withstand it. And after a person undergoes this process, the Ribono Shel Olam himself, kivyachol, is able to testify about the individual. About that specific sin, correct. This is a very important point. Remember, according to the Rambam, which is very important, it's not just according to the Gemara, tshuva is sin specific. Right, it's not just, you can't, even though, you know, we kind of like, you know, ashanu, bagadnu, gazanu, you know, we kind of get everything. It's like one-stop sin shopping, you know, we get everything together. So the idea is, that's good as a start, but real tshuva requires real sin-specific tshuva, real sin-specific repentance. Very, very important. That's why, you know, it's good if you use an article machzor. In the back of the article Machzor, they actually go into great depth about the Ashamnus and the Alchitz, speaking about what specifically, and it's important whether you take the time before Yom Kippur or before Slichos, or you take the time during davening itself, but real tshuva is about actually recognizing what it is that I've done. Because remember, again, there are two processes that the Rambam is defining. What the Rambam is defining over here is situational tshuva. But remember again, earlier on the Rambam also described a more mechanistic tshuva of akara sachet, recognition of the sin, aziva sachet, leaving of the sin. So this requires really, you know, sometimes we engage in behaviors and we're not even aware of what it is that we've done. Remember, that's why the Rambam says the first step to real tshuva is akara sachet, recognition of the sin. If I don't know what I've done, and sometimes I really don't know because there's a lot, and I'm just not really paying attention to every single thing. If I don't know what I've done, there is no way to do tshuva. Let's look at Gimel. He says, one more piece. V'tzarech lehisvados b'svasav. I will say, very important. A person has to confess with their lips. V'lomar inyanos ilu shegomra b'libo. And to express these things that I have thought about or that I have pledged. Well, so in other words, what is it I'm saying? Two things over here. V'tzarech lehodos b'svasav means that in vidui itself, the first step of tshuva is hakara sachit, is recognition of the sin. Recognition must be done verbally. Right? You'll say to yourself, but I'm not talking to you, you're not talking to me. In fact, again, personal vidui is something that's private. I'm not supposed to go out and get up and give a clap and tell everybody my sins. In fact, we only say Ashanu Bagadu out loud because we're all saying the same words. But what does it mean? So even though this is a personal process, I actually have to articulate what I've done wrong. Why? What's the chap? Why can't I just think it? Because I must say, you know, when you say something, the spoken word creates a reality. right? If I just think something, I have the ability to think it and then not to think it. The moment that I speak it and my ears hear these words is the moment that this takes on a new reality. So therefore, the Rambam says, every single step of this process must be expressed verbally. When I recognize what I've done wrong, I have to articulate what I have done wrong. I don't intend to sin again. I have to articulate. I am not going to sin again. I pledge not to repeat this behavior. After I pledge. And every single part of this process must be articulated verbally. That verbal articulation creates a reality. Let's do a little bit more. Kol ha-misvada. So therefore, the Rambam says that lemaisa again. I know you only have till the end of this halacha, right? On that page, right. You don't have. Do you have the next page?
Yeah.
Oh, you do. Oh, good. Okay. So we're just going to read this line anyway. Then we'll stop. Kol misvada bidvarim lo gomer b'li b'la'azov. We're supposed to listen to this. So anyone who goes ahead and just does vidui with words, but does not actually have an intention to go ahead and stop sinning, harei zedoma letovel v'sheretz biado. This is compared to what? To someone who immerses in the mikvah, but is holding on to the sheretz. So we'll say again, you can immerse in the mikvah as many times as you want. If you're holding on to that dead rodent, you are not going to be cleansed. She'im ha'tfila ma'amo eles, ad sheretz. Because at the end of the day, the immersion in the mikvah will not help. Until when? Until you go ahead and you remove that sheretz from your hand. V'chein hu omer u'modev o'zev yirucham. Ultimately, only he who goes ahead and admits his sin, va'ozev, and leaves his sin, will find divine compassion. I will say this is such an incredible yisod. What the Rambam is saying is that tshuva can't be lip service. And the truth is, sometimes even that lip service is sincere. But if I'm not willing, tshuva is only meaningful if I'm willing to make the difficult changes in life. But if that's what tshuva is all about, the difficult changes. If I'm not willing to make the difficult changes, but I'm just willing to go to the mikvah, you know, going to the mikvah is easy, you know, as long as you go early in the day, right? So going to the mikvah is easy, and you could go multiple times. But if I'm going to the mikvah, but yet I'm holding the sheretz, meaning I'm unwilling to change my behaviors. I'm unwilling to change my lifestyle. I'm unwilling to tweak those things that got me into trouble in the first place. Then ultimately, says the Rambam, that tevila is meaningless. All right, we'll stop with Rabbi Osama. Pick up in Halacha Gimel tomorrow.